This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Uraghu al-Asfahani told us if we want to reform ourselves, if we want to purify ourselves to get to the level of Khalifa or Khilafa, then we have to subject ourselves to education so that we develop wisdom. We have to subject ourselves and train ourselves upon restraint so that we develop the capacity for generosity. We have to subject ourselves and train ourselves with patience so that we develop the capacity for courage, bravery, contentment, and forbearance. And then finally, we have to habituate ourselves to justice so that we develop ihsan. And what the author means by this is that when you move through life kind of with a lens where you are focusing on the just, on being fair, on giving everyone their rights, then this is a transferable skill that is going to enable you to have ihsan towards all of creation, okay? And this is why the Prophet ﷺ said that all of the creation makes istighfar, right? It asks Allah to forgive the alim. Hatta al-hut fil bahr. He said, even the fish in the sea, right? Because if you are concerned about justice, then you are going to care about what happens to those fish, right? You're going to care if somebody's dumping chemicals in the lake. You're going to care if somebody is, you know, there's microplastics that are getting into their lungs and everything like this. You're going to care about the rivers and the oceans and the forest, and you're going to care about your family and your neighbors and your Muslims, right? It's basically putting on your radar your duty to all of these different parts of creation. Whereas before, the life of ghafla, the life of heedlessness, you're only thinking about yourself. You're only thinking about your maslaha, your desire. What do I want? What do I want to do today? How am I going to spend my time, my free time? Right? How am I going to make myself happy? Somebody who has an eye for justice, they're going to start looking around for other people and what they need, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your children, whether it's your extended relatives, your parents. And once you've done that enough, and once you've trained yourself enough, that sort of unlocks the capacity to have ihsan towards them, to have excellence towards them, because you've lost yourself in the process. Lost yourself in a certain sense of the word. Like you've actually found your true self, which is this khalifa, which is this servant, this almost managerial role. But you've lost yourself in the sense that you're no longer just making all of your decisions based off of what's good for you. You are very, very sensitive to what's best for everybody, and you're going to strive to have excellence towards everybody else.